Well, two words can change everything. Just two words. Did you know that? Now, the question is, what are those two words? Do you want to know? Well, so far we've sung some of those words because there's more than just two words, but every time we use two different words all the time throughout our life, those two words can mean everything and anything for us. First two words are, I am. I am. Whatever follows that is who you are, which is the second part of that. You are. Also is the second part of the two words. And the third part of that is what's in the scriptures for us today. And Deacon Dawn, if you could turn the lights back on in the back, your chair moved against that. So I got a few more words there. Right. Thank you. I got more words to say. She's trying to, I understand what's going on here. I've been doing this too long, though. Thank you. Another couple of two words, right, that are great. But those aren't the words I'm going to talk about today, although please keep in mind, your I ams that you say about yourself are so critical to how you feel, what you do, and how you also have a future in what you create for yourself. And then secondly, who you are, meaning who God is. As we proclaim who God is, we also are empowered by that. And because God's in us and we're in the likeness of God, I am like God, right? You are as well. So those are the parts of this sermon this morning to kind of give you a little free extras this morning. A couple of words that are important. But the other words I was thinking of come out of Psalm 107, so I'm going to go there this morning. And they're words to me that matter when you're going through some difficulty, or you need something from God. Those two words can matter a lot as well. So Psalm 107 says this: Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has saved you from your enemies. For he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east, west, north, and south. Some wandered in the desert, lost and homeless, hungry and thirsty. They nearly died. Lord, help, they said. Little hint. They cried in their trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and deepest gloom, miserable, in chains. That they were in a place where they had scorned God. And unfortunately, they kept themselves bound up. And they fell, and no one helped them rise again. Lord, help, they cried in their trouble. And he saved them from their distress. He led them from the darkness and the deepest gloom. He snapped their chains. Chains are broken. They were set free. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all his wonderful deeds to them. For he broke down their prison gates of bronze, and he cut their bars of iron. He set them free. You've been set free by God, been imprisoned by sometimes in life. We all have, right? Guess what? The bars are broken. The chains are gone. You're free. Hallelujah. And let us praise God because of that. Let's walk in the light. Let's walk in joy. Let's walk in happiness because we've been set free. Guess what? You don't have to go back into that prison anymore, ever again. And if somebody tries to push you in there, you just push on back. And you say, Lord, help. Somebody in the front row understands my two words. Some of us were fools in their rebellion. Oh, boy. They suffered for their sins. Their appetites were gone and death was near. Lord, help! They cried in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. Whew. He spoke and they were healed, snatched from the door of death. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and for all the wonderful deeds to them. Let them offer sacrifice of thanksgiving and sing joyfully about his glorious acts. Anybody here have been foolish ever once before? Lots, too many times. Okay, all right, all right, all right, all right. We don't want to hear about any of those things. However, by the grace of God, we're even here, right, for some of us, correct? Woo, glory. If I'd have gone down, never mind. So, but God snatched us from that, took us from that, brought us out of that place, took us from the place where we used to use other things to make us happy, to deal with life, trying to, you know, sometimes deal with things with other things that don't work. We've all tried many avenues to solve our problems, have we not? And some of us just like to self-medicate and, you know, just, you know, whatever. So that said, we don't do that anymore, do we? We walk in thanksgiving and joy that we don't live there anymore, do we? We've been set free from that. So make it a sacrifice of thanksgiving and sing joyfully that you've been redeemed and set free of those things, whatever they might be. Some went off in ships, plying their trade routes around the world. They, too, observed the Lord's power in action, his impressive works on the deepest seas. He spoke, and the wind rose, stirring up the waves. Their ships were tossed to the heavens and sank again to the depths, and the sailors cringed in terror. Sounds like a couple of familiar stories where Jesus was on a boat, right? And Paul? Anybody here had a rocky life? Okay. Tossed around to and fro. You don't know where you're going. You're all in a dither. They reeled and staggered like drunkards, and we were at their wits' end. We've all been there, haven't we? Just don't know what's going to happen. The waves are coming. Things are coming against us. We're getting overwhelmed. We feel as though we're going to drown in our sorrows, drown in the situations in our life, drown in the circumstances of our life. And then we cry out, Lord, help. And he saved them. Huh. Well, that's happened a few times. Should I keep on going? He calmed the storm to a whisper and stilled the waves. What a blessing was that stillness. We made it through. It's calm again. As he brought them safely into harbor. Let them praise the Lord for his great love, and for all the wonderful deeds to them. You notice that every time that we're in trouble, it's because of God's great love. When we yell, Lord, help, no matter whether or not we're on the top of the mountain, the bottom of the barrel, whether we're walking in his will or we're walking away and we're on the wrong path, when we yell, Lord, help, what happens? He helps. Isn't it good to know that? I'm not suggesting that you do, but even if you fall astray, God, when you need help, when you say, Lord, help, no matter who you are, God is going to, even though you don't deserve it, even if you're unworthy, even if you really messed up your own life, what are the two words we always have to speak when we need something and or we're in a over our heads and whatever it is that life is happening to us? Lord, help. Those things, those words change everything. God changes rivers into deserts and springs of water into dry land. He turns the fruitful land into salty wastelands. He also turns deserts into pools of water. He brings the hungry to settle there on that land, and he helps build their cities. They sow their fields, plant their vineyards, and harvest their bumper crops. How he blesses them. When they decrease in number and become impoverished through oppression, trouble, sorrow. God rescues the poor from their distress and increases them. The godly will see these things and be glad. Those who are wise will take all this to heart. They will see in our history Have we not lived through some history? Has it been a desert from time to time? Been a little bit of salty water, a lot of Clorox, and a lot of toilet paper, and a lot of other things that one never even thought we'd have to think about or worry about. We got afraid of people even. And unfortunately, evil and hatred reared its ugly head, trying to cause division, trying to cause something that causes chaos and strife and anger and violence. And what did we say? Lord, help. Lord, help. And look what God is doing. Look what God is doing. We don't know what the future holds, but I know who holds the future. And I know that even if other times of sorrow come and trouble come and calamity comes and hatred comes and deceit comes and all the awful things that humanity can do to one another comes again, what are we going to do in the midst of that? We're going to say, Lord, help. Lord, help. And because of his wonderful love, his unconditional love for all humanity, we mere mortals who are so afflicted with so many faults and flaws, so imperfect. We have a perfect God who says, okay, I'm going to help you anyway because I love you so much, no matter who you are. All we ever have to say is, Lord, help. Lord, help. Tell you a little story, and this is what some of this sermon came from this past week, because everything to me is a sermon of some type, if you know me well enough. Our church was delivered a shed. Hallelujah, for those of you that are, yay, oh yeah. So the old rickety one that doesn't have any doors anymore and is rusted shut practically, that served us well. We thank you for it, God. God saw fit through all the generosity of others to see the need that we have, and we got a 20 by 8 shed delivered here on the property. Yay! And so on Friday, it was supposed to come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday it shows up. And it's parked in the back, a pallet of 10-foot long boxes. Oh, yes. That miraculous shed that's supposed to be put together on the property there it was in boxes on a pallet. So Pastor Jamie and I, we drive up there and we look at it. Right, parked out front, right in front of the annex building. Beautifully parked there, perfectly square. I called the driver and said, how come you didn't call us and tell it, help us put it in the building? We don't do that, ma'am. You're going to have to carry it in there yourselves. Oh, okay. Huh. It's 800 pounds. Ooh, yeah. But there's 5 boxes, so you divide that by 5. And we looked at it. And I said, move! Get in the building. It looked like a box full of mountains. And so we walked around it, looked at it. And we started thinking about who could we call? Well, and Pastor Jamie, in her greatest faithful voice, says to me, we can do this. I said, which we? Oh, you and me. We. Okay, all right. I can do it. All right. Lord, help. We stood there on either end and said, Lord, help. I said, where's Samson when you need him? So, in her creative mind, she says, I'll back up the SUV. We'll push it in the back end. I'll back it around to the door, and we'll push it in the building. I said, I'm a good pusher. I can push. I'm not a good puller, but I'm a good pusher. If you've been around me as your pastor, I'm a great pusher. She does the pulling. So, backs it around. I snapped all the things. And so she backs it perfectly. My life as a navigator. And I stood there and said, Lord, help. So we got behind the first one. And she says, on three. And we go, whoa! One, two, three. All right, wait a minute. I'm going to get a better grip. So we got some gloves on. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll get a running start. And I'm thinking, and I said, if we just put our weight behind it, that's like a lot of pounds. So sure enough, luckily it had those bands around it. So we grabbed those bands. She had a hold of hers. I went to the back. Lord, help! Oh, right into the back of the SUV it went. Slid just like that. Wow, we got one. We're a quarter of the way through. You sure you don't want to call somebody? Yeah, I know. Oh, well, by the time they get here, we'll have this done. So, we managed to get all three of those into the building. And we had one more to go. It was on the ground. I'm not lifting it. You're not lifting it. Lord, help. So I, in my infinite wisdom, say, let's get a shovel. We'll use it as a lever. Right? Hey, man, I'm a smart pastor. So we get the shovel, we put it on the end, I stand on top of it, and I said, once you lift it off, if I go flying across the parking lot, come and find me later. Boing. That's what I was imagining. So we decide to roll it on its side instead. Make sense? Got it on the side. Except for the fact, when you put it on its side, the weight is trying to go this way. So Pastor Jamie's holding it. I'm putting it on its side. And it's sliding on top of Pastor Jamie's legs. So I grab those straps and say, Lord, help! Boom. Telling you. Pushed it ever so gingerly up to the door. Now we got to get it over the threshold. Do you know how much work we pastors have to do around here? So thus the shovel came in handy once again. Put it on the edge. I stood on top of it. The box went like that. I didn't know I had that much weight. On three. And I say three. She says, no, one, two, three. Pushed it over the ledge, one part of it. Then she says, well, we got it this far. Tomorrow's pantry day. Somebody else can help us push this in here. Right? We got a zillion people coming tomorrow. I'm thinking, okay, we made it this far, however. We got three of these suckers to get in the door. I say to the box, get in there. Because when you say to the mountain, move it. I said, well, how about we back up the truck and use the back end of the truck to push it. Right? Good idea. She says, Lord, help, no. So, end of the story. What do you think happened? We used our determination, and I used these strong legs, and I said, I'm a great pusher. I'm going to push this box. I push more people in this church than anybody can ever imagine. I can push a box, and some of the people are a lot harder to push than this box would ever be. Pooh, there it went. Oh. So what's the point of the story? When you need help, ask for it. Oh, no. Point of the story is this. When you call on God for help, he does provide it. Somehow, some way, only two Tylenol later, both of us were perfectly fine. So you could see sometimes in the physical. Now, maybe we're two people that, you know, we got to solve everything, but it was really God that helped us with that process. Pastor Jamie's intellectual creativity and my brute force, or vice versa, with God's help, it happened. And sometimes we don't seek God's help as much as we should. If we were going to try to do that by just ourselves, I can guarantee you we would have failed miserably, as fun as it might have seemed to watch us try to do it. So what I'm saying to all of you is that's just an example of how God can still help us through any kind of circumstance. That's something really physical that you think sounds like, uh-oh, I can't do this. But as soon as you call on God, truly, truly, I mean it for every circumstance in your life, God does help. Now, maybe he could have, you know, miraculously sent us some people just happened to try to drive by here and drive over to us. That would have been okay help, too. I've had that happen in my life, loading boxes for the Dominican Republic in my little car with a man that rolled up in a wheelchair, and we put the boxes on his lap, and he put them in my car. True story. True story. So who are you in the story? Are you somebody who tries to solve problems only on your own? Fingers going like this. I love that. I'm not saying it was through our own power. Please understand. It was not our power, really, that helped us accomplish what we did. I know truly, as much as we joke about it, it was God who helped us. And sometimes if we would just take hands off of our life for those circumstances where we can't fix things and we can't do things, it also means we need other people to help us, and God sends those people to us. Or also, if you happen to just be alone and you don't have those people around you, God himself will help us. What are the very powerful words that all of us need to continue to say all the time, wherever you are, in any life circumstance? Lord, help. If you have difficulty with a relationship, Lord, help. If you have an illness, Lord, help. If you have financial difficulty, Lord, help. If you have trouble forgiving people, Lord, help. If you can't move a mountain, Lord, help. If you're the mountain that won't move, Lord, help. Change me, grow me, right? If you have trouble with your I ams and your you ares, say, Lord, help. Help me see me as you see me. Help me see others as you see them. Help me love the way you do, God. Help me move mountains of bias and prejudice and bigotry and hatred and apathy and discompassionate. I made up a word, I think. Thank you. Lord, help. Lord, help. We want our church to continue to grow. We want you to grow. All we ever pray most of the time for all of you, as much as we try to push, pull, drag, coerce, gently lead, we always say, Lord, help. Lord, help. We don't have the answers to everything and anything some days, do we? But we know who does. So what's your favorite next two words you're going to say all the time as you go through the life journey you're on? Lord, help. And when you want this sermon to end, you're going to say, Lord, help. So be it. Amen.